Welcome to Rambam on the Line. Up to Hilchos Tshuva, Perek Hamishi, the fifth chapter, and that's on Daf Nun Vav Amud Beis in most standard Rambam. Halacha Aleph. Mishus Lachalad in the Sunnah. In Rosh Allah, the Tatsu of the Tova, or the Tzadik, or Shus Biyado. Everyone has the free will to choose. If he wants to turn himself to a good path, he could be a Tzadik. In Rosh Allah, the Tatsu of the Ra, if he wants to turn to a bad path, or he is Rosh and be wicked, Hashus Biyado, he has the ability to. Mishukos of the Torah, it is written, the Torah, Hein Ha'adam Ayakachat Mimeno Levat Tovara. That Hashem says, behold, man has become like us. He knows good and evil. Klomer, that is to say, Hein min ze shel adam hayyachad ha'olam, ve min sheni domalo, baze ha'inim. Behold, man is unique in the world. There's no other species like him in this matter. Shehu me'atmo b'daitu v'mashav tu yidea tov ha'ra. He himself, with his own knowledge and thought, can know good and evil. Ve'olot tekom ha'shul chofen, and do as he chooses. V'mishi yakav b'yodam ha'asat ha'tov ha'ra. There is no one that can stop him from doing, or that stops him from doing good or evil. Keep it chicane, since this is the case, who? Then Yishach Yado, perhaps he's going to stretch his hand forth and take of the tree of life, so therefore Hashem barred the tree of life from man. But from the pasuk itself, you see that man has free will. Halacha Beis. Yavav and Mashavtacha, Dover Zer, Shalom, Tipshu Mata'olam, Rov Golma B'nei Yisrael. Things shouldn't occur to your thought, what the foolish non-Jews say, and the majority of ignorant Jews as well. Shekadosh Baruch Hu gozer la'adam b'tchilas b'yaso li'as tzadik or rasha. That Hashem decrees on a person from the time that he was created whether he should be a tzadik or a rasha. Ain't it ever came? The matter is not so. Kol adam roi lo li'as tzadik moshe rabbeinu or rasha ki rabbim. Every person can be either as righteous as Moshe or as wicked as Yerubim, the king who instituted the golden calf in Israel. O Chacham, O Sechel, O Rachmam, O Asari, O Kili, O Shoah, V'chein Shar Kaladeir. And the same is true of other characteristics, wise or foolish or compassionate or cruel or stingy or generous, and so with all of the other character traits. V'lo Mishiachteo v'lo Gozolav. Nobody forces him or decrees upon him. Lo Mishamosho l'achat v'shnei drachem. No one pushing him to one of the two ways. He, by himself, with his own knowledge, turns, lays the dash to whichever path he wants. The prophet Yirmiyahu says, from the mouth of the one above, there does not emanate evil or good. This means, in a bar goes the lot of liyas tov lo liyas ra. The Creator does not decree upon a person that he should be either good or bad. The kivin shekein hu, since this is the case, therefore one who sins is destroying himself, and he's responsible for it. This is the key to tshuva. Since he knows that he's responsible for what he did, he should cry and lament over his sins. What he did to himself, and did his own soul bad. It says afterwards in the pasuk of how a living person should bewail the evil that he did. And afterwards the pasuk says, since we have free will, but Atenu also Asinu Kolaraz, and since what we did, the evil that we did, was from our own desire, Raylan Alasa B'tshuva Alasa V'Rishenu. Therefore, it is fitting for us to repent, to forsake our wickedness. Shoshua Santa B'Adenu, for we have the ability to do so. Which Kotevachu, this is what is written afterwards in the Book of Eicha, Nachem Sadrachenu V'Nachkara V'Nashuva V'Gomen. Let us search our ways and investigate and return to God, because Hashem does not make us good or evil. Therefore, we should feel bad if we did evil, because it's our fault. But therefore, we can repent and return and come back to the way of Hashem, to the good way. The Adon finally asks that it says in the Gemara that everything except the fear of God is decreed before you're born, whether you'll be rich or poor and so on, and it includes whether you'll be wise or foolish. And here the Rambam says that wisdom or folly is also dependent on your free will. So the Adon finally answers that your intelligence is inherited. How intelligent a person will be, and that is decreed beforehand. But whether one will pursue wisdom or pursue folly, that is subject to your free will. You may not be a genius or tremendously intelligent, but you can choose to follow the way of wisdom and follow that, and you will succeed in doing so. So for that, you do have free will. Halacha Gimel. This is a great principle. It is the pillar of the Torah and the Mitzvahs. Shnemar, as it says, Re'ein Asad L'Vnecha Yom Etachayim. See, I give you this day life. Chsiv, it also says, Re'ein Ochi Nasi L'Vnecha Mayom. See, I give this to you today. Kloma. This teaches us. Sh'eshus B'yedchem. You have the free will. B'chol Sh'yach B'tod Amasas, B'vayas B'nei Adam Oseh. Whatever a person wants to do of the deeds of man, he may do. They tell them they're wrong, whether they are good or bad. This is why the Torah says, Hashem is speaking, and he says, if only they would have such a good heart all of the time. This means, that Hashem does not force people and decree upon them to do good or to do evil. Everything is given into their control. That's why Hashem wishes, oh, if only they would be good, because Hashem gave us this control. If Hashem would decree that a person should be either righteous or wicked, that was going to give a logical argument against those who disagree with free will. If this would be decreed. Or if there would be something that pulled the person by his very nature of his birth to one particular path, or to one particular way of thinking, or the day of the day, or to one particular, or to particular characteristics, or the ma'isim and the ma'isim, or to particular action. As the stupid astrologers imagine in their mind. If that would be true, how can Hashem command us to the prophets, do this and don't do that? Improve your ways, don't follow your wickedness. How can they command us this? It's by his creation, it was decreed already that you do a certain thing. Or the way he was born is attracting him to something that he cannot get out of. What room is there for the whole Torah? What justice is there in punishing a wicked person or rewarding a righteous person? Will the judge of the whole earth not do true justice? Is he going to punish someone for something he had no control over? Reward someone for something he had no control over? The Talmud, do not ask and say, how could a person do whatever he wants? He might have Mr. Imlo and his actions are in his own control. Can you do anything against the will of your Creator? Without his permission, without his will? And the prophet says Hashem does all that he wants in the heaven and the earth. So how can you do anything against his will? He doesn't want you to do a sin, and yet you say you have a desire to do a sin. You have the right to do a sin. Not the right, but you have the ability to do a sin. And the answer is, now you should know. Everything is done according to his will. Even though our actions are given unto us. Ketah. Just like the Creator, Hashem wants the fire and the wind to be light and to go up, and water and earth to be heavy to go down. But God will so that the eagle and the sphere goes around in a orbit. And similarly, all of the other creatures of the world, Hashem wants them to be in a certain pattern. That is God's will that we choose ourselves. And that all of your actions are under your own control. But nothing should force or pull him. But man himself, with the knowledge that God gave him, can do everything that man can do. And that in itself is God's will. This is why a person is judged according to his actions. If he does good, they do good to him. He's rewarded. If he does evil, he is punished. This is what the prophet says. This came to you from your own hand. They chose their own ways. Concerning this, Shlomo Melech says, rejoice, O youth, in your youngness, in your youth. But know that God will bring you in judgment for all these things. Klomar, in other words, when he says rejoice in your youth, it means know that you have the strength to do whatever you want. However, also you should know, you're going to be brought in before judgment, and you're going to be responsible for whatever you did. Halacha hey, Shema Tomer, perhaps you say, Hashem knows everything that will be. Before this person chooses to be a tzaddik or a rasha, either God knows or he doesn't know. In yada, if you say he knows, should he be a tzaddik, yes, should he be a tzaddik, then the person has no choice. God knows I'm going to be a tzaddik. Vitoma, she yada, she a tzaddik, yes, she a rasha. If you say he knows to be a tzaddik, but it's still possible that it'll be a rasha. Then he doesn't know. Hadav Rabuya, he doesn't know the matter clearly. So you have a contradiction here. If Hashem really knows, then where's your free will? He knows you're going to be a tzaddik. If he knows, but you still have a free will and you can do the opposite of what he knows, then he really doesn't know. How can you say that? Da, you should know, Shachuvah Shalaz Dur Rucham Eretz Midah, you should know that the answer to this question is longer than the earth, Rucham Midah Yam, and wider than the sea. Kama Yikud Gidol of Aram Ram Tluyim Ba, there are many great principles and great mountains hanging on it. You have to know and understand in this matter what I tell you. We already explained in the second chapter of Yisodei Torah. That the only one blessed is he does not know with the knowledge that's outside of him. The way people know, with the knowledge that's outside. The person and his knowledge are two different things. But Hashem, blessed is his name. The Daito and his knowledge effort is one. The Daito Shalom Yechololah Asikov is El Buyo. A person's knowledge cannot understand this clearly. Because thought is different. Thought is a process for man. It's not a process for God. God is and he knows, and without it being a process. Just by nature of his being, he knows. Just like a person cannot understand and find the true nature of God, Shenemar, it says, Kaliyur Ani Adam V'chai, no man can see me and live. Tapping to Ofbodam Lasu Golim Tadayka Shobara. So you can't understand the knowledge of the Creator, since he and his knowledge are one. Husha Navi Omer, this is what the Prophet says, Kilo Machshavosai Machshavosechem V'lo Drachechem V'rachai. My thoughts are not as your thoughts, my ways are not as your ways. Even Shikain, since this is the case, who, Ein Barakoch Leida, Eich Yodah Kodesh Baruch Kolabur V'amaitim, we do not have the wherewithal to know how Hashem knows all of the creatures and all of the things that happen. I'm a later blow suffer, but we know without a doubt, Shemai Sodom Yad Adam, but a man has free will. Then it says, Shemai Sodom Yad Adam, but a man has free will. And Hashem does not pull him and decree upon him to do a certain way. The love and think of all of the dust of our native dove is there, not only because we accept it as a religious truth, and that's why we believe it. And a barai's birth in the Rea Chachma, there are many proofs from wisdom, from philosophy, from science. Then you say, Nema Benavua, this is why it says in the prophet, Shadana Sadam Maitav Ki Maitav, that a person is judged according to his action. In Tov Ma, whether it's good or evil. Zawika Shekhodi Renevot Tluyim Ba, this is the principle upon which all prophecy rests. The Rambam is saying, as far as the reconciliation of prescience, of God's knowledge of all things, of free will, that's because the very nature of God's knowledge is different than our knowledge. And therefore there's no contradiction. We can't understand the nature of God's knowledge because God is different than man. But because of that different knowledge, therefore, with that kind of knowledge, there's no contradiction to free will. The Raivid says, this author did not follow the custom of wise men. A person shouldn't start something and not know how to finish it. He started with questions, and he remained with a question. And he said, just have faith. He should have left the thing with the innocence of innocent people. He shouldn't have aroused their heart with a question in the first place. Then he leaves them with doubt. Maybe for 1 hour they'll have doubt and not be satisfied. And because of this is a bad thing. So why even raise the question, says the Ravid, if you can't have a good answer? The Ravid says now the question is answered. He wants to, none of the questions raised, he does try to give his own answer. Even though there's no absolute answer to this, it's good to give a little bit of an answer. V'yomer, that's what I say. If the righteousness of man and his wickedness would be dependent on the decree of God, you know, if she does, then we would say, what God knows is what he decrees.
Then we have a very difficult question. Now God took away the control of man, and he gave man his own self-control. So he still knows, but we no longer consider his knowing as a decree. It's like an astrologer, let's imagine an astrologer who knows what someone is going to do. He knows because he has his means of knowing. But he doesn't control the person. The astrologer is not making him do it. He just knows what the person is going to do. It's known that Hashem gave all of the things that happened to a person, both large and small, into the powers of the constellation. But God gave him, in other words, his fate, there's a predetermined fate, but God also gave man the ability to escape his fate, to go out of the constellation. By constellations here, he means just the predetermined mechanistic nature of the universe. But man can escape that by his free will. This is the power that Hashem gives us to be good or evil. Hashem knows the power of the predetermined constellation, which means the nature of the universe in which man finds himself. Hashem knows that perfectly. And he also knows whether the man will have the strength to extricate himself from that particular fate. Whether he'll have the strength in law or not. This knowledge is not a decree. Hashem merely knows what you're going to choose without forcing you to choose it. The Rambam says all of this is not totally satisfactory. Because the Mishnah says that the Rambam's explanation, you can't really blame the Rambam for raising the question, because the question is going to be raised whether he raises it or not. So he has to raise it, because sooner or later people are going to raise it, and therefore he gives you the answer. Also, the nature of his answer isn't simply believe it and faith. The nature of his answer is understand that by definition the knowledge of God is different than ours. That's not blind faith. That's an understanding that Hashem's knowledge is vastly superior and absolutely different than ours. And once we can truly understand that, then we can understand why we can't understand the working of God's intellect and the resolution of prescience and free will. And therefore, we can accept that as being one of God's powers.